When you're talking about the housing crisis in San Francisco, you've got to touch on rent control. It's one way for cities to regulate their housing prices, but it's not that common. In fact, only a handful of cities in the United States have it. Among them are New York, Los Angeles, a few cities in the Bay Area, and San Francisco. San Francisco's rent control got its start in the 70s. It was a reaction to sky-high inflation, house flipping, and massive rent increases at the time.
And like I said, there's no limitation on how much your rent can be increased. I had a group of people come in here who were living across town who had 7 rent increases in the past year and a half.
That's from an interview with Nikki Tufano in 1978 from the documentary film Pushed Out for Profit. She helped give legal assistance to tenants. A year after that interview, the Board of Supervisors passed the Rent Stabilization Ordinance, or rent control. Some say rent control is saving the city. Others say it's making the housing crisis worse. But what exactly does rent control mean in San Francisco? KALW's Isabel Angel explains.
Let's start with the most basic foundation of rent control. Which tenants qualify for it? Hint, it's not everyone.
Right, good question, because it's always one of the bigger ones. It's what's rent controlled and what's not.
That's Robert Collins, the deputy director of the San Francisco Rent Board, which enforces the rent control laws in the city.
Rent control generally affects properties that were built prior to the passage of the rent ordinance. So buildings that were built before June 13, 1979, generally are rent controlled.
Key word here, generally. You have to be in an apartment, not a condominium. An apartment is rented out by the landlord of a whole building, while condos are each owned by a different landlord and rented separately. Now, if you do live in a condo or a single-family home, you most likely don't qualify for rent control, unless it was built before 1979 and you moved in before 1996. So now we know who qualifies for rent control, but what is it exactly?
Rent control in San Francisco basically comprises of two parts.
Again, Robert Collins.
There are eviction protections so that a landlord needs to have a just cause to evict a tenant.
There are 15 just causes to be exact, like Ellis Act evictions. Or if you don't pay your rent on time, or you become a nuisance to other tenants, or someone in your landlord's immediate family wants to move into your unit, then the landlord can evict you. But if the landlord sells a building under rent control and you're living in it, that's not a just cause, and legally, you're safe. Now, for the second part of rent control.
The other side, the big side, is price controls. So that a landlord in San Francisco can raise the rent by the annual allowable increase every year.
That's tied to the Consumer Price Index for the Bay Area, which is a measure of inflation. The rent increase is 60% of that index number.
And what is it for 2014? Do we have that yet?
We do. It's 1%. So the Consumer Price Index was about 1.6%, and 60% of that is 1%.
This is a major difference from rent controls in other cities. In New York and Los Angeles, the city's rent boards have more discretion with yearly increases. They can hike up rents way higher than whatever the inflation rate happens to be. In New York, that's meant higher increases under the business-friendly mayors Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg. But New York also has something called vacancy control. This is a pretty big deal. Vacancy control puts a cap on how much a landlord can increase an apartment's rent between tenants. It's supposed to protect new tenants in real estate booms. San Francisco doesn't have this. In fact, the city can't under state law. Instead, landlords can raise the rent as high as they want when a new tenant moves in. In 1979, San Francisco was dealing with a housing crisis. The city responded by passing the Rent Control Ordinance, but this was designed to do only one thing: to protect tenants from getting priced out of the places they already lived in. It had nothing to do with keeping overall rents down. In these San Francisco terms, then, rent control is a success. Whether the policy is the best one for new renters, old renters, or landlords, that's another question. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.